friends, welcome back. For anyone who does not know me, my name is Stacy Carlin.
Do not adjust your dial. You're in the right place. This is the Confident Healer Podcast. It's me, Sharmila Molly. You're just hearing different music and a different voice because of a special event that I'm participating in. It's called Operation Switcheroo for April Fool's Day. This is where podcasters play an episode from another podcast, hence the name Operation Switcheroo. This episode does have cursing in it. You're about to listen to Stacy Carlin from the Taking Care of Number Fucking One podcast to support people going through narcissistic abuse. Stacy says, recovering from narcissistic abuse is a healing journey. You need to learn how to set boundaries and gain control back over your life. Stacy will share her journey with you as she supports and guides you in your own. So please stay tuned and listen to this episode, which is called Done Taking Shit. It will help you recognize the manipulation patterns from your partner, which is the MO of a narcissistic person. If you love this episode, please subscribe to her podcast, which is called Taking Care of Number Fucking One. You can listen to her podcast on www.stacycarlin.com. I have all of her social media links in the show notes because she's on all of them, and you'll find how to properly spell her name in the show notes. I will be dropping my new episode on Monday, not to worry about that. So let's get back to Stacy Carlin's episode, Done Taking Shit. I hope you enjoy this episode and happy April Fool's Day.
I am a nurse. I am a personal relationship coach specializing in healing from narcissistic abuse. I deal with people who are just toxic in couples' relationships. Check me out on stacycarlin.com. Get in my email list. This way you'll get all the updates on everything going on. And lastly, support me and you guys by liking my page and sharing it with someone. Be well. I was in a similar relationship years ago, and it got to the point where it wasn't love. I knew when I woke up and looked in the mirror at myself, I didn't even recognize who I was. And I finally woke up and realized this is toxic. This is not love. Now, of course, we all know going into a relationship, yes, you fall in love head over heels and you pray to God that it's always going to be that way. And you know how you feel, but will that person hold firm on their word when you get married and do all that good stuff for better or for worse or sickness and in health and all that? You put everything you believe in your heart into those simple words at that moment. And then you wonder how you end up where you're at. So yes, of course, the victims, they fall in love head over heels, and they can't imagine how someone can love them as much as they do. Not that they don't think enough of themselves, but still, just the intensity that the covert brings on, it just kind of blows your mind, and you do end up believing everything. You're just overwhelmed with elation. You're just totally thrilled, but you will, if you haven't yet, wake up to the realization, and it's very sad, it's unfortunate, and you'll never feel such a heartbreak because your every ounce of you was into this for the rest of your life. You were devoted to this, and you are exhausted, and you can't imagine how you got there. It's because you took everything that I'm explaining to you, and you've taken all that energy and you put it into that person, leaving yourself nothing, absolutely nothing. And in turn, they look at you like you're garbage. And that's basically how they treat you. And you don't deserve that. And I sat around and I've been thinking, what can my next topic be? There's so many different things that we can touch on. But I feel bad when I talk to people and they're where I was. And being a professional, being a nurse, and being so deep into something such as this, you would think I would know better. You know, I'm highly educated. I consider myself extremely smart. I did well in school. So how did I get to this point? And that's a good question, because I couldn't figure out how I let it go as far as it did. And it all comes down to emotion. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying emotion is bad. Emotions are a gift of God, whether it's tears or laughing, anything. That's a gift. Don't ever give these gifts up. You deserve to enjoy these gifts that you were given. But it's our choices that we make. Instead of reacting to something, we need to put a little more thought into it so we don't fall back into that same pattern maybe down the road with someone else. You have to understand you are a person, you're a human being. Of course, you have emotion. And you may be saying right now, Stacy, I mean, how would I know? How would I know the difference? Well, there's a lot of things that you could find about a person. And now that you've been through the situation, and now that I know that you're listening to these podcasts, you obviously have had a taste of it in one respect or another. So you now have an idea, because now you're doing your research, you're doing your homework, and you're doing it for you. And you're going to learn all of the little signs, all of the traits. I post them on my website. You could sign up, get my email, and then you'll get that download at stacycarlin.com. There's tons of ways. I teach a lot of people in my classes. I explain to them, based on their situation, what are the red flags? There's a lot of red flags out there. We just don't see them because we're so overwhelmed with that wow that they're presenting. And that's where I guess I'm going with this podcast today. There's no specific topic per se, but after talking to so many people this past week and just sitting back and thinking about it, you know, it's kind of sad. Everybody's in a different place. So I may have one person that I talk to. She's past that. She's separated, gone. They are on another venture with somebody else doing the same thing. But she's afraid she's going to fall into the same pattern. She keeps going out with the same type people. They turn out to be, sure enough, a narcissist. And she would just like to find that one person, the one person that we're all looking for. You say soulmate, people say soulmate. Of course, sure, there's a soulmate for you, but it's not that one person that you thought you met that turned out to be a covert narcissist. You cannot tell me that that one person out of everybody in this entire world just coincidentally happened to be that one person in that place at that time. There's a lot of people that can blend and just be emotionally connected to you. That might be that person that you're looking for. But you have to learn the tools. I have tools I can give you. You've got to come to the realization with you're not going in the right direction and you need the help to get you to the point where you'll be in a better place, whether it has to do with work, relationships, just yourself in general, building your self-esteem, regaining the boundaries that you've lost. You had all of this, but somewhere along the line, you just handed them over. You lost them. They're gone. So now we're going to have to rebuild. We have to get a good, strong foundation. So this way, you can rock it. You could do this and you will find happiness in all of those parts of your life. It's just a matter of finding everything you need to do everything in the right manner. And that one person that wants to find that one person to travel with, that's their soulmate and they can enjoy, that day will come. I'm sure it will. Statistically, yeah, it will. But you're looking in the wrong place and you don't have the tools anymore. And you've got to regain your strength. And that's a huge thing. I didn't have any strength. And when I was in that position, you sit there and you think, oh my gosh, you know, do I have the strength to even put up with this until one of us passes down the road of old age? And that's no joke. This is how I was thinking at one point. Or do I have the strength to get off my butt, get my shit together, and guess what? Get on with it. You know, there's a lot of people financially that probably are in a situation that I was in. I was 100%, 200% relying on somebody else because, of course, I was relying on them. I thought they had my back. But the fact of the matter is, no job, no health insurance, and solely no one that was loving me. They were just beating me down emotionally. So will I even make it to old age and see if it works out on that one end? Probably not. I'll probably be committing myself to like the closest loony bin, to be honest with you. So I got to the point where I was like, you have to brush yourself off and say, I got this. I could do this shit. You know what? I've done this in the past for myself and I gotten to a good point. I got this. I will do it. And you're going to have to get your strength up because either way, it's going to be a bit of a hole. But do you want to pick the road where you're with them the rest of your life and feeling as shitty as you do? Even though you're tired, you're going to get worse and it's going to play on your health. Or do you take the other road where you're still feeling the way you do, but at some point you're going to feel better? There's a light at the end of the tunnel. So it's a no-brainer. You're going to pick the road with the light at the end of the tunnel because it's going to be, that light is your happiness. And that's what you need to regain. There's a lot of triggers that surface when you get to a point in your relationship where it's not good anymore. It's very hurtful. You feel very low as far as your self-esteem. There's a bunch of them, and I'm going to go through the list. So there's disrespect. They disrespect you because if they respected you, they would be very considerate about everything to do with you, your emotions, anything. Two, they suck the life out of you. They see you right in front of their eyes. You're with them all of the time. They know how you were when they wowed you. You were on a cloud. You literally felt like you were floating on a cloud. But now where do you feel? You feel like you're a piece of trash. And all you're doing is like a dog. You're just trying to get a crumb. Basically, that's I guess that's a great analogy. You're just trying to get little crumbs. And you're starving for that attention. And they just watch you and they love it. And they feed off of that. And it's kind of sick. They treat you like you're stupid. If there's conversation going on between the both of you, maybe they'll come out and say, you don't even remember what you said. I got that a lot. And it's because you're so exhausted mentally. You inside, sometimes you don't remember what you said. But then other times you do, but you're second guessing yourself. So they're going to play that head game with you. That's gaslighting. Believe that you are a smart individual because you are. You are. You've just fallen into a bad relationship. What's bad is they think you're stupid and they treat you as though you are. But you need to turn that one around because you know you're not. So you cannot react to the fact that they're trying to put you down and act like you're stupid. They want you to believe them, whether it's something they said, something they said they've done. Half the time, they're full of it. So that's another one. Insecurities, you're feeling less sure of yourself. That kind of goes with you can't remember anything and self-doubt. You're going to be getting to the point where you don't even think enough of yourself. You're going to be like the bottom of the barrel. because that's just where they put you. And you're so into trying every waking hour of your days to take a look at them and see, why don't they feel this way? Why don't they care about me? How can I make them happy? Blah, 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 blah. Well, here's a why. Why are you continuing to do that? Don't do it. Why aren't they doing that for you? That's a huge why also. Why don't they care about what you want for that day or what you feel? So think about that one. Thinking in general that you will allow toxic behavior. Just all of this in a nutshell. This is toxic behavior. This is not a relationship. This is not love. Yeah, you're in love, but you're in stupid love. You got to get out of this. You're in a place where this is not love. They're not treating you in the right way. And if you were to go on a date early on, before you even fell into this situation, you go on a date, and if the guy didn't treat you right, what would you do? You either wouldn't accept any phone calls from him, you wouldn't even exchange numbers, and you would hope again that he'd probably never reach out to you, because you're not going back on another date with this guy, even if you attempt to complete the first one. So if that first date never played out well, you are a smart person. You knew never to go back on another date, because fact of the matter, they're an asshole. Done. So with that being said, let's go back to our relationship that we've been talking about. That's how this person's been treating you. Actually, a hell of a lot worse, probably 100 times worse. And you're letting this shit happen every day, day after day. This is not something that needs to continue. You deserve better. So stop. Just stop it. Take care of you and start turning this around for you. Never. Here's another one. They never say sorry. They never apologize. And the few times here and there that they do, there's no sincerity. There's no emotion connected to it. They're blowing smoke up your butt. I could remember situations where you have a disagreement or a discussion in the evening. You're asking them kindly about how this or that was. Somehow, some way, they turn it around, end up not talking to you for the entire night, get into bed, back turn to you, silent treatment. Gotta love that. That happened a lot. And then the next day, more silent treatment. So they want you to approach them and grovel and say you're sorry for something you didn't even do. It was just a normal conversation, but they twist things around to make you out to look like the bad guy. And then you start again reverting back and second guessing yourself. It's a cycle. So that's another thing. Empty promises. The dates you went on initially, they were amazing. Blow your mind, amazing, friggin' wowed you. Well, they promised they'd love you the rest of their lives. They're your soulmate, blah, 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 blah. Again, empty promises. All of these things I'm pointing out to you are like huge. They are huge. And these all play a factor in how you feel, how you think. It will affect you internally, physically after time. You need to start changing the energy, bring it back to a positive place, because you're a positive person. You're just with a negative person. So really, really think of where you're at. Again, you're listening to this because of somewhere right now you are in a place or were in a place, but you're looking and reaching out for these tools. And that is what I do. I'm more than happy to talk to you one-on-one and see where you're at in this process, and we can go from there. But you need to make the first step. You need to look at everything and say, I need to start turning this around. Again, I'm repeating myself, but make it positive energy in your world, not negative, because you deserve all good things. You need to learn how to start loving you again, letting go of all the negativity. You know, we all have skeletons in our closet. Nobody's perfect, and that I'm not saying that you're any better than anyone else, nor am I. But we could make ourselves the best that we can be. We could wake up every day, look in the mirror, and know that we're going to have a really good day. And we are in control of that, no one else. And we are going to make it the best we can be, and that what we can make it to be. And it's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. And you have that control. You do, nobody else. And as far as setting boundaries, if you stay in a relationship like that, and I talk about that in a book that I'm working on, you have given up that right. Because boundaries are things. For example, I've said this in other podcasts, I'll go out with friends. Maybe they all have a glass of wine. I don't feel like having one. So they'll say, oh, come on, have a glass of wine. We're out to have a good time. It's girls' night, whatever. But I don't want one. So if I do end up getting one, they've made that decision for me. I've not made that decision anymore. I knew when I went into this that I didn't want one. But they're trying to, not to say they're being bad by no means, but again, that line, you're crossing the line that you don't want to cross, and they are crossing over onto your end and making that choice for you. So you need to wake up and work on your boundaries. We can take care of this. There's a lot involved, but it all depends on what your situation is, where you're at with things, and make everything a positive. So let's start with that. Sit back, think about things. Let's turn this around. Think about how you are important to you and how other people may be counting on you. And what do they say? If the ship goes down, we all go down. So you've got people, maybe little people at home, depending on you. You need to be the best you can be so you could be the best example for them. So when they get older, they're going to be thinking, my mom is like the best, even though they think that anyway, of course, you know that. And dad. So it depends on who's listening and who's in what situation. So I would love for you to reach out to me. Please like this, make a comment, subscribe to my channels. I'm on YouTube. I have a private Facebook page. It is Stacy Carlin. That's for my coaching. And then I also have a one where you'd have to request how to set up boundaries after narcissistic abuse, Stacy Carlin. My website, stacycarlin.com. And of course, this podcast. I hope you guys have an amazing week. My friends, be well. Take care and definitely reach out. And I look forward to hearing from you all. Have a great week.
During this great reshuffle, a record number of employees are considering switching jobs. So now's your chance to try to attract them. LinkedIn Jobs is here to help you connect with the people you want to interview faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond. Every week, nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/hardwork. That's linkedin.com/hardwork. Terms and conditions apply.